Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Cambridgeshire. Here's the headline. Cambridgeshire is the most asymmetrically structured county commercial property market in the east of England. Two engines in one credit committee, with Cambridge prime auction prints clearing as tight as 5.33% and Peterborough secondary stock at the wider end clearing above 11% in the same window. Let me set the scene. Cambridgeshire is a county of around 870,000 people, but population and commercial activity both concentrate heavily in two cities. Peterborough is the largest by population, just under 216,000. Cambridge is smaller at around 158,000, but its higher value by occupier mix and per transaction pricing. The remaining towns we cover today, Huntingdon, Wisbech, Sentiotes, Ely and March, sit between roughly 20 and 35,000 residents each. Geographically, the county is anchored by three strategic transport spines. The A1 motorway runs north to south through Peterborough, Huntingdon and Sentiotes. The A14 cuts east from the A1 at Huntingdon through Cambridge towards Felixstowe, making Cambridgeshire the inland junction of the busiest logistics corridor in eastern England. And the East Coast Main Line runs through Peterborough with sub-50-minute services into King's Cross. In commercial property terms, that gives you two engines pulling in the same county. In the south, the Cambridge cluster, the densest knowledge economy concentration in Europe, by occupier covenant per square mile. The University of Cambridge, the Cambridge Biomedical Campus, Addenbrookes, Royal Papworth, the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology, and AstraZeneca's DISC Global Research and Development Headquarters, Microsoft Research, Arm, and the Deep Biotech, AI, and Quantum Computing Supply Chain around Granta Park, Babraham, and the Cambridge Science Park. In the north, Peterborough, an eastern logistics and distribution hub, anchored by Anglian Water, Caterpillar, Perkins Engines, and a deep food processing base. And in between, the Fenland market towns of Wisbech and March, sitting on the most productive arable geography in England. Why should an investor care? Because that two-engine structure means Cambridgeshire prices like two markets at once. Cambridge transactions price tight on covenant strength and stock scarcity, closer to Oxford than to East Anglia. Peterborough and the Fenland towns price closer to East of England industrial benchmarks. Knowing which engine your asset belongs to is the single most important question for the lender. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 3,648 commercial leaning transactions across the seven principal Cambridgeshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside just over 22,500 residential transactions. And the concentration is striking. Two cities, Peterborough and Cambridge, together account for roughly two-thirds of all county commercial activity. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Peterborough. Peterborough is the most active commercial market in the county by a long way. 1,543 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's around 42% of the county total. The median commercial price sits at around £210,000, materially lower than Cambridge. But that reflects a deeper, more diverse stock base, not weaker demand. The occupier lineup is genuinely national. Anglian Water, headquartered in the city, Caterpillar's UK operation through Perkins Engines, Travelex, and a deep food processing base around the Hampton, Fengator, and Eastern Industry estates. The auction print to remember: Muse House on Newark Road, sold by Acuitas in July last year. £700,000 against just under £79,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 11.25% on a secondary office and warehouse complex. It frames the wider end of the county yield band cleanly. Worth flagging, an earlier Muse House cycle and the Applecart Public House on Bellona Drive were both withdrawn prior to auction over the past 2 years, which tells you sellers at the larger Peterborough lot sizes have at times found off-market routes more workable. Second, Cambridge. Cambridge is the global knowledge economy anchor of the county and the highest value commercial market in the data. 890 transactions over the window, around a quarter of the county total. Median price around £390,000. Upper quartile at £580,000. Both materially above the East of England secondary market average and consistent with the Silicon Fen scarcity narrative. The office count of 48 understates the city's importance. Cambridge office and lab stock around the biomedical campus, Granter Park, and the Cambridge Science Park trades on per transaction values that lift it well above any other town in the county. The auction print to remember. Montague Lodge at 75 Montague Road, sold by Acuitas in February 2024. £1.6 million against £120,000 passing rent. 7.5% net initial yield on a residential investment block on the Cambridge North Orbit. A second Cambridge lot, 83 Victoria Road, sold prior in May that year on a development angle basis. Third, Huntingdon. Huntingdon is on the A14 Cambridge to A1 corridor. 360 transactions over the window. A median price of just over £267,000 and an unusually high office count of 33 for a town of its size. That's diagnostic. It reflects Huntingdon's role as a corridor secondary office market and the spillover of Cambridge demand westwards along the A14. Worth a word on the smaller towns too. Ely is the cathedral commuter city directly north of Cambridge. 226 transactions, a median of £283,500, and the highest Tier 3 upper quartile in the county at £432,000. The Cambridge spillover characteristics are clear in the auction data. The Vets 4 Pets unit at 64 Newnham Street, sold by Acuitas in December, £328,000 against £17,500 rent, for a net initial yield of 5.34%. That's the tightest county auction print over the window. A Cambridge Orbit, strong covenant, prime small lot story. St Neots sits on the A1 corridor with a London commuter pricing tier at £310,000. Wisbech and March are the two Fenland market towns at the lowest medians in the county, 160,000 and just under 192,000 respectively. Anchored by an agri and food cluster around vegetable packing and processing. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Cambridgeshire is not a high-frequency public auction county relative to its size. Most investment trades through agents and private sales, particularly at the Cambridge end. But 6 Acuitas lots have come through the catalogue over the rolling window. 2 in Cambridge, 3 in Peterborough, and 1 in Ely. The sold prints frame the spread cleanly. 5.34% at the tight end on the Ely Vet practice. 7.5% on the Cambridge residential investment block. 11.25% at the wider end on Peterborough secondary office and warehouse. That's a county yield band of roughly 5.25% to 11.25%, the widest spread on a single county we cover, and a clean reflection of the two-engine structure. Reading across the rest of the market, Prime Science Park and Biomedical Campus office and lab stock in Cambridge trades materially tighter than the county auction prints would suggest. The closest national comparator on yield is the Oxford lab and office market. Peterborough multi-let industrial sits in the 6.5% to 8% range, with Prime single-let logistics to a strong covenant compressing inside that. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been bifurcated. Cambridge Prime continues to find compression on scarcity and covenant. Peterborough and Fenland secondary stock remains at the wider end of its post-2022 repricing range. Which brings us to lender appetite. Cambridgeshire is a well-served lending county, but the lender map looks materially different at the two ends. In and around Cambridge, every UK high street bank competes for the headline Science Park, Lab and Office, and Prime Central deals. Covenant strength and asset specificity drive, pricing inside national benchmarks for the strongest sponsors, challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust, dominates the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across Cambridge residential investment held in special purpose companies, secondary office and mixed-use stock. In Peterborough, the lender mix tilts more heavily towards challengers and specialist commercial lenders for the same mid-market range, with high street banks dominant at the larger logistics and corporate occupier end. The broader Fenland market is more specialist-led, with agri-orbit lenders such as Oxbury, Clydesdale and the agricultural teams at Lloyds and NatWest playing a meaningful role on barn conversion, glasshouse and packhouse deals. And auction purchase finance, the Muse House and Montague Lodge profile, is well served by the bridging panel on tight timetables. What to be cautious about? In Cambridge, the dominant risk is supply, not demand. The consented pipeline cannot keep pace with occupier requirements, and Greater Cambridge water neutrality constraints materially extend programme on development finance. Lenders price these in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios and longer interest reserves. In Peterborough, the risks are more conventional secondary market. Short WAULT office stock, that's weighted average unexpired lease term, around the city centre fringe. Weaker covenant convenience retail and the cyclical sensitivity of food processing and contract logistics tenants. The Muse House print at 11.25% reflects that end of the credit spectrum cleanly. Across the Fenland towns, flood risk affects a meaningful share of stock. Lenders will look closely at flood zone classification on any agri or warehouse coded asset along the Nene, the Great Ouse, and the wider Fenland drainage network. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Cambridgeshire commercial property finance splits cleanly along the county's two-engine structure. In Cambridge and the Cambridge cluster, the supply versus demand imbalance is structural rather than cyclical. Occupier requirements from biotech, AI, quantum, and the wider knowledge economy supply chain continue to outrun the consented pipeline. Prime science park and lab and office yields look more likely to compress further on best-in-class product than to widen. In Peterborough and along the A1 and A14 logistics corridor, the picture is more conventional, stabilisation rather than further repricing. The single biggest swing factor across the whole county remains the Greater Cambridge planning environment. Every quarter that consented Cambridge supply lags occupier demand pushes further yield compression into the cluster and further pricing premium into the Cambridge orbit commuter towns of Ely, St Neots and Huntingdon. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Cambridgeshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.